This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. In Detroit, the city's water department is back to shutting off supplies to residents who are behind on their water bills. Thousands of people, many of them poor, have already had their water cut off. A handful of fundraising campaigns have been launched to help. Marketplace's Noel King reports from our Wealth and Poverty Desk on whether those efforts are helping.
The United Way for Southeastern Michigan oversees the Detroit Water Fund. Delinquent residents can sign up for a payment plan, and the fund will cover a quarter of what they owe. They pay the rest. Doug Plant is with the United Way.
Right now, we have just under 200 people actually approved.
And it has just gotten a $2 million donation from the Michigan Health Endowment Fund. And with that,
We anticipate we'll be able to help about 6,000 customers.
Another campaign, the crowdfunded Detroit Water Project, is connecting donors directly with people who need help. The project's website says it has 7,000 donors. Greg Eno, a public affairs specialist with Detroit Water and Sewerage, says his office has only one goal.
The theme right now is keep the water on, and whether that's through donation, whether that's through our payment plans, or whether that's through any other source of funding, whatever it takes, that's the mission.
I'm Noel King for Marketplace.